Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump hosted Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House on Tuesday for the first in-person meeting since Carney's election victory. The meeting was overshadowed by Trump's tariffs against Canada and his repeated musings about making the U.S. his neighbor to the north, the 51st state. Prime Minister Carney says Canada will not become the 51st state.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
The United States is halting its airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump announced the end of the bombing campaign, saying the Houthis capitulated and they don't want to fight anymore.
We will honor that, and we will stop the bombings.
For the past 2 months, the U.S. military launched airstrikes targeting the Houthis, who have attacked Red Sea shipping and Israel. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump's administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. The High Court acted Tuesday in the dispute over a policy that presumptively disqualifies transgender people from military service. The court's three liberal justices said they would have kept the policy on hold. President Trump's executive order says the sexual identity of transgender service members conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life. This is SRN News. America's churches are getting ready for Mother's Day.
You probably know the most popular dates for people to attend worship are Easter and Christmas, but do you know what comes in third? Yep, Mother's Day. Lifeway Research finds the Protestant pastors tab that day as the third busiest event for their congregations. Father's Day doesn't even make the list, by the way. It's also one of the most expensive holidays of the year for Americans. They spend about $34.1 billion altogether on mom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom. The England and Wales Cricket Board has updated its previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling in April. The ECB says men living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. The announcement comes shortly after men were banned from playing on women's soccer teams in England and Scotland. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as AI mania loses more steam and as more companies pull their financial forecasts because of uncertainty created by the tariff wars. The S&P 500 fell 0.8%. The drop came a day after the index broke a 9-day winning streak, its longest such run in more than 20 years. The Dow fell 0.9% and the NASDAQ composite sank 0.9%. Palantir Technologies was one of the heaviest weights on the market, even though the AI company reported a profit for the latest quarter that met analyst expectations. The Dow was down 389 points to close at 40,829. The NASDAQ lost 154 to 17,689. The S&P 500 dropped 43 points to 5606. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.